KSRO celebrates 80 years on the air in Sonoma County. Here's Brian Hudson.
When I think back to some of the things, even in my short tenure from 1996 to 2006 as the news and program director and a portion of that time as the on-air morning news anchor, you know, the things that we did and that we saw. I'm thinking back to the late 90s, the El Nino floods and mudslides. The amount of information that we got out, the presence that we had, it was tremendous. 9/11, I can still remember this day, 5:45 in the morning, getting a call from the morning show producer, Aldine Nothig, who said, hey, we're getting some word about a plane may have crashed into a building. How do you want us to handle it? And I said, well, let's go ahead and keep monitoring our CNN resources. Tell me what you have seen or what they're seeing, what you're hearing. And I got a call back. I want to say it was maybe, you know, 545, 550, 555, something like that, saying, man, they think it was a small plane. Now they think it's a big plane. And, of course, it evolved into what we know about the World Trade Center. And right there was Jim Grady and David Wesley Page anchoring their way through it and leaning on our partners at CNN. And then ultimately I got into the office probably about 7:30, 8 o'clock and took over for Jim. And I remember monitoring. We had television monitors in the studio. I remember talking to David Wesley Page and telling people what we knew at the time. And I remember just feeling like you truly are a conduit to information that people need. And it was a tremendous duty, a tremendous responsibility. I remember looking to the side and seeing the television monitor and the first building crumble to the ground and having to try to find the words to describe those kinds of things.
Celebrating 80 years, 1937.
You made me love you.
To 2017. This is Sonoma County's KSRO.